Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. A 17-year-old Kingston man was seriously injured Friday afternoon after his pickup truck left a Tuscola County road, went airborne, and crashed into a tree. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office's Central Dispatch received the call around 2:29 p.m. August 21st for a crash on Broad Road near Silvernail Road. The initial caller reported the driver was trapped inside the pickup. Investigators say the truck had been traveling north on Fred Road when it went off the road, right side of the roadway, and struck a culvert. The impact sent the vehicle airborne before it came back down and struck a tree. The collision left the pickup so severely damaged that firefighters and law enforcement spent more than an hour working to free the teenage driver. A medical helicopter was initially dispatched to the scene, according to the sheriff's office, but was forced to turn back because of a mechanical problem with the aircraft. The teenager was ultimately transported by MMR ambulance to Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw with serious injuries. Tuscola County Sheriff's deputies were joined at the scene by Kingston Fire, Kingston Police, Carroll Fire, MMR, and Bullet Towing. Authorities have not determined what caused the pickup to leave the roadway, and crash remains under investigation. And a Wexford County judge has approved computer access for one of the two people accused in the killing of 22-year-old Rebecca Park. Bradley Bartholomew will be allowed to use a computer while in custody to review evidence turned over by prosecutors as his criminal case moves toward a preliminary examination. The defense argued computer access was necessary because of the volume and type of evidence involved in a case, which reportedly includes thousands of pages of documents along with audio and video material. The issue had previously come before 84th District Court Judge Corey Wiggins, who questioned the court's authority to direct how the Wexford County Jail provides inmates access to discovery. The latest ruling clears the way for Bartholomew to electronically review evidence connected to his defense. Bartholomew and his wife, Courtney Bartholomew, are accused in the November 2025 death of Rebecca Park of Manton. According to the Michigan Attorney General's Office, prosecutors alleged the couple lured Park, who was Courtney Bartholomew's biological daughter and approximately 38 weeks pregnant, to their Wexford County home on November 3rd. Authorities allege Park was tortured during an attempt to remove her unborn child, resulting in the deaths of both Park and the baby. Following an extensive search, Park's remains were located in the Manistee National Forest on November 25th. Bradley and Courtney Bartholomew were arraigned December 2nd. Each faces first-degree murder, felony murder, torture, conspiracy to commit torture, assault on a pregnant individual causing miscarriage or stillborn, conspiracy to commit that offense, unlawful imprisonment, and removal of a dead body. Several of those charges carry the possibility of life in prison. The Wexford County Prosecuting Attorney's Office is prosecuting the case with assistance from the Michigan Attorney General's Office. Both defendants have pleaded not guilty. The charges remained allegations, and both are presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. When we come back from this Kohler Propane sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
While you're mowing around your propane tank this summer, take a look at the sticker on it. If it doesn't say Kohler's Propane, pick up your cell phone and call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. This is the time of year to change out your tank and go with a local company you can trust, Kohler's Propane. With locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis, Kohler's Propane has unmatched service throughout the Thumb area. No tank lease charges with minimum annual fill and fair pricing to all their customers. So make the switch to your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a St. Clair County man is facing multiple criminal charges following an investigation that began with cyber tips involving suspected child exploitation. Michigan State Police say 42-year-old Christopher Robert Stewart of Marine City was arrested after investigators executed a search warrant at his home and seized digital evidence. Police say the investigation began after multiple tips were received from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Stewart is charged with one count of aggravated child sexually abusive activity involving alleged distribution or promotion, three counts of possessing or possessing aggravated child sexually abusive material, and two counts of accosting children for immoral purposes. He also faces one count of distributing obscene material to children and seven counts of using a computer to commit a crime. The allegations remain criminal charges, and Stewart is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. If convicted, he could face a lengthy prison sentence. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.